You put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and
push them on and out.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and what else?
And a daughter.
Okay, or a boy and a
girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that
he was his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he
was like his daddy.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she's what three children?
What's her three children?
And she's done what?
She brings them up good. With good children.
And if a child is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say that he, in 1 year, he, what, 5 inches? If he's taller, you'd say he...
5 inches?
Yeah, if he's 5 inches taller, you'd say in just 1 year, he...
I don't know.
Say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, in 1 year, Bob, what, 5 inches?
Yeah, about 10 inches.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you did that again, you're going to get a...
Get a good whipping.
Huh?
Get a good whipping.
What else could you tell him?
A good spanking.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Was that word used when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Did it sound all right to say?
Yes, I didn't get to say she in family. Well, I didn't know what that word was. It said pregnant. I don't know what they're talking about. But just she in family, I didn't know what the devil that was. I thought she was getting in the way of mom and papa, you know, but that means she's going to have a baby too.
Any ways of saying pregnant that don't sound very good?
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Any other ways of saying pregnant? What about just saying she's big?
Well, you said that too because she was.
How does that sound?
Sounds all right. Well, I said, good God, man, she's going to have a boy. Look how big she is.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be it.
His wife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
A bastard.
Okay. Was that word all right to use?
Huh?
Did that sound all right to say?
Well, I don't know. I know it was out there. One was mad, one wasn't mad, and the one that wasn't mad called her child a bastard, and she called hers a bastard. So then it was mad to call the police. Right up there in front of my door, I ain't lying. The police came. So where's the trouble? So she called my child a bastard. She said, well, she called mine a bastard. So are you married? She said, yes, I'm married. So are you married? She said, no, I'm not married. So well, yours is a bastard. So she can file on you for calling her child because she's married. Yeah, that was just saying. They had a record out there in front of my son. Going outside, I'm getting into this mess. Because I remember they called one of them. They about like had a fight there, but the police came and before they could have a fight.
Uh-huh.
And just arguing and cussing and saying everything out there. And those children up there looked like they were scared to death. Yeah, he showed them to you. Yeah, so well, you ain't married, so but your child this is a bastard. So she can go down and file on you.
Did you ever hear a bastard called a Woods Colt or a Bush child or anything like that?
Uh-uh, I mean, it was all the bastards, all that was the
okay. Say if you had a child and, say, 1 year he was maybe 5 feet tall, and uh-huh. The next year he was 5'2", you'd say in 1 year he...
Growed up.
Okay, and you tell him you certainly have...
Growed up to be a big boy, big girl.
And you say you could almost see him. He came up so fast you could almost